Scholastic Audio presents 11 Birthdays, written by Wendy Mass, read by Kathleen McInerney. Chapter 1. 11 years ago, Willow Falls Birthing Center. The oddest thing about Angelina D'Angelo was that no one could remember a time when she didn't live in Willow Falls. The oldest man in town, Bucky Whitehead, swears Angelina was an old lady when he was a boy. But when questioned, Angelina just smiled. The person asking would get so distracted by watching the duck-shaped birthmark wiggle on her cheek, they would forget their question altogether. Angelina, small and swift, was moving even faster than usual because today was the day she had been waiting for. She had been waiting a long time. Her volunteer badge securely fastened to her hip pocket, she whooshed down the hall of the Willow Falls Birthing Center and stopped short in front of the nursery window. Pressing her hands against the cool glass, she searched the faces of the newborn babies until she found the two she was looking for. First, the boy. Pink cheeks, a mop of black hair, clenched fists, and then, in the next bassinet, the girl. A thin coating of blonde fuzz on her head, a sweet smile on her lips. Angelina knew it was just gas, but that smile told her a lot. It told her all she needed to know. She stepped back and waited. A few minutes later, the two mothers appeared from different directions, wheeled up to the window by their happily exhausted husbands. The younger of the two women had her dark, curly hair pulled into a loose ponytail. The other, a blonde with a fashionable...